Welcome back to Farm Talk, into our final segment on this Monday. Our segment this hour brought to you as a service by the North Dakota Corn Council. Today, we're going to visit with Dr. Miranda Meehan, the Extension Livestock Environmental Stewardship Specialist in Animal Science at NDSU. Miranda, I want to see your card next time I see you.
Oh, and it's added. I'm also the Disaster Education Coordinator, too, so it's very long.
Holy cats. I don't know what it is. I love NDSU, but they give, like, the super world's longest titles. So I don't even know if there's an acronym for this. Is there? No.
Not a good one.
Well, let's talk about the reason why we have you here today, and that has to do with drought and different things that are going on. And I know you guys have been doing different workshops with the NDSU Extension, trying to get growers and folks that raise cattle just prepared just in case this spring continues to stay dry, although we're getting a little moisture this week, and some have gotten better than others, mostly, though, on the Minnesota side. But let's just talk about concern level and what kind of things you're working with growers and cattle folks and livestock producers about right now.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we know right now 70% of the state is in extreme drought in North Dakota here. And we're getting a little relief this week, but we're still talking that some of the state's going to progress into D4 category. So we're in severe. We're going to progress to extreme possibly in this next week because of the lack of moisture.
Right. And, you know, one of the things, and I think there's been a lot of talk about just trying to be prepared, which I think is great, but talk about the programs that you've been doing and the NDSU Extension, what types of things are available for growers out there if they're maybe just not prepared yet to deal with what is possible this spring?
Absolutely. I think the biggest thing we've been stressing is having a plan in place, having some strategies in place to increase your flexibility. Because the longer you wait to make a decision, the less options you have available to you. So if we have that strategy in place ahead of time, it's easier to make those choices when it comes to that time. So some things that we've been doing, we've had a Preparing Your Ranch for Drought webinar series, and we will be launching a Navigating Drought on Your Ranch webinar series the end of this month. And other resources we have is we have a drought website that has it covers everything from livestock to crops, and you can find links to all the publications that we have. And so we've just been busy getting those things up to date and making sure it's easy for folks to find the resources out there.
Okay. So we might as well put the web address out there. So does somebody just go to the NDSU Extension and try and follow the trail from there, or is there something specific as far as what you were talking about with the drought?
You can do find it there through our disasters page, but the easiest way to find it is it's www.ag.ndsu.edu/drought.
Okay. I do think it's interesting, and I was looking at the list that was provided, just, you know, thinking about some of the triggers and strategies livestock producers should be thinking about as we're in April here. And one of the things, and when you first look at it, you go, screening water quality. I mean, a lot of places were struggling to get water, but again, don't assume that the water quality is great when it's down to the nubbins. Screening the water quality that you may have in your property could be vitally important to keeping the health of the animals.
Yeah, that's one that's been extremely important past droughts, but we're seeing this year, lots of reports from across the state that dugouts are dried up, and then we've had we have a program where 29 county agents are screening for total dissolved solids and sulfates across the state, and we've had some high levels come back, especially of sulfates. And a producer up in Williams County had lost 6 head of livestock before contacting the county agent last week. So we're already starting to see those losses, which is not something we typically see this time of year. So being careful and screening those things before we put cattle out. And most of our extension offices do have a handheld TDS meter and some sulfate test strips. So get a hold of them, and they're happy to go out and help you with that.
Is there any cost to having that done?
No, not at all.
So there's no reason not to. I mean, if you're concerned, just call the extension agent. They'd rather come out and take care of the situation, or at least help you diagnose what's going on, as opposed to after the fact finding out that you may have lost some cattle, or some cattle have gotten extremely sick. Talk about feed. I think that's, we're still early in the game, but for feed concerns as we move in later into the year, is there going to be a concern? Should be, the livestock producers already starting to think about supplementing what feed they may have?
Absolutely. So we know, just with having a fall drought and the data that we have available, that we should be preparing for a 20 to 25% in forage reduction on our range and pasture land this year. So regardless of what happens this spring, that's something that's going to happen right now, and we should be preparing for. It's going to be more extreme on pastures that were overgrazed or grazed heavily during the fall winter period and haven't had time to recover. And as we move through April and through the end of June, this is our critical time for precipitation. So depending on what happens in the next 3 months in terms of precipitation, we may see further reductions in forage production based off of that deficit as well.
Okay. And one of the things that was thrown out as a topic, and I guess you'll have to fill me in on this, but evaluating winter cereal and the alfalfa stand. Talk about that a little bit.
So we had, as you know, there wasn't a lot of snow cover this year, and so there's potential for some winter kill, especially on those alfalfa stands. So going out to check those now and see if there's some, if you're going to have additional losses there, and preparing for those. I know I've heard reports that our winter cereals are starting to emerge now. So getting out there and seeing how much supplemental forage are you going to be able to get off of those if you're planning on grazing those or haying those this spring.
When you're talking about supplementing feed, is there anything that's being organized to help livestock producers, or is this something that they're just going to have to try and find on their own?
I think it's a little of both. So right now we're working, and it should be out the end of this week, Extension coordinated with the North Dakota Department of Ag and North Dakota Stockmen's Association and the Corn Council. We have a list of livestock drought resources, including it lists publications, potential feed resources, whether that's the North Dakota, the NDSU feed list, the North Dakota Department of Ag's drought hotline, and places that we can find co-products, those type of lists, and other drought-related resources. And so that should be out and available by the end of the week.
Okay. I know I was talking to a friend of mine that's a producer out in the West, and he was talking about maybe just paring down the size of the herd too, and maybe selling them off or doing whatever they need to do, or push them into areas that don't have a drought. Are you seeing a lot of that?
Yes, we're seeing lots of, some people have started reducing herd size. Others are at least at minimum starting to get those lists in place and a strategy in place for reducing herd size. And one thing is we compare this, a lot of us are comparing this to the 2017 drought. That's one most familiar in our mind. 2017 drought was really restricted to the northern Great Plains, and so it was easy to find feed resources in neighboring states. With right now, this drought is much more widespread. Currently, the USC is reporting 36% of the cattle inventory in the lower 48 is in an area that's experiencing drought. So wow. The demands for those resources is a lot higher this year.
All right. Well, Miranda, we just have about a minute or so left here on the network. I'll just give you the final word. So for somebody out there listening right now, and maybe they're stuck or trying to figure out what they're going to do, again, why don't you just go through real quick what resources are available to them?
I think the biggest place is just going to our NDSU drought website and finding the resources there will connect you to all the resources that I've talked about. Reaching out to your FSA office, some of those federal programs, particularly the livestock forage program, is going to be triggered or opened up for eligibility this week on April 15th. And then reaching out to your extension office, they have services such as those water screenings we talked about, nitrate quick tests if we are getting farther into the summer and still having a drought, and forage sampling for ration development.
Yeah, and that's what they're there for. So don't hesitate to give them a call and, you know, visit and see what the extension can help if you're having some issues. So, Miranda, we appreciate the update. I hope we just get a bunch of rain and things kind of level out a little bit. But I still think, and you maybe touched on this a little bit, we're still kind of stuck in a position right now just with what we've had over the last couple of months that there probably is going to be some feed issues later on, correct?
Yeah, just we know there's going to be some type of reduction. Hopefully we get some timely moisture and the outlook isn't correct and we won't have to make as extreme as reductions as we're thinking we might have to make.
Very good. Thank you, Miranda. You have a great weekend. Hopefully we'll talk to you soon, or great week, I should say.
All right. Thank you, Eric.
Yeah, it's that was Dr. Miranda Meehan, the Extension Livestock Environmental Stewardship Specialist in Animal Sciences at NDSU.